Jajesusi, the King of the Universe. We love you. We praise you. I'm gratified to you. I love you. We thank you, Eternal Spirit, Jesus Spirit, for your love which is in each and every human being. We thank you for the love. We thank you, Son of God, the being Jesus who came to earth. Happy birthday. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for being born here on earth. We thank you for your divine love as you pleaded with the Father to come to this great planet Earth, which is your favorite planet. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Not only myself, but millions and billions of other beings on this earth and beings in the heavenly realm. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for delivering to us your Holy Spirit. Because only through your deliverance of the Holy Spirit, we got to come through you. You are the one that baptized each and every being with your divine Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for just being with us all the time. You are closer than hands and feet. You're the God on the earth that we are in touch with all the time, 24/7. In any situation that goes holy, Jesus' Spirit is with us. And it guides us, it illuminates us, it renews ourselves, it keeps us young and beautiful, it translates us into gods and goddesses. It is our Savior, it is our Redeemer, and we thank you for doing that. Because we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you for it. Jesus, Eternal Spirit, we love you. This is Son of God University. We're back, and I'm gratified to be here. Do we love the Father, who we say we do? Or is it more Jesus that we should be loving? And that's a subject we're going to hit on today, because we feel there's a lot of confusion on the love of the Father Jesus, who we should call our Father. He's the one that created this planet. He's the one that created our bodies. He's the one that died for our sacrifice, that we may have a way to become gods and goddesses. That's the bottom line. That's why he died, that we may keep this body, this physical body, and become illuminated by the Christ energy and become gods and goddesses. That's his main mission for coming to this earth. If you want to know it, bada boom, baby, that's it. He came to this planet that we became gods and goddesses. And only through him, through his baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is him in us all the time, all around us, illuminous, omnipresence. Isn't that what you would say, my loving brother, sweetie, what would you say about that?
Yeah, baby, Jajesusi talked about the energy. I would say, yes, I'm big in love with the divine energy, Jajesusi, and Jajesusi, the divine being, because it is imperative that we be in love with the Son of God, because Jesus Christ gave his wonderful life for us, and he gave us joy, peace, and happiness. That's why we sing the song, sing a new song, ding dong, ding dong, Jesus is Lord.
We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. We thank you for coming to this planet. We thank you for the omnipresent energy you gave all of us. We thank you that you left this planet, that you gave us something that we need, and we have it within our consciousness. And that is the Ghost Holy. That is your Jesus Spirit that's in us, and that is closer than hands and feet. And that's what we worship. You did your thing. Now it's time for us to do our thing with the Christ within us.
Excellent.
And glorify and stir it up that we may become illuminated with your divine loving energy that's full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and that's full of love. Without love, you're nothing. And the only way you can get that love is through the divine Holy Spirit. And without that divine Holy Spirit, you are dead dumb. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Jesus, baby. God, Jesus Christ.
Glory to God, Jesus Christ. I'm with the Thunder Energy. We are so glad to be here in the name of God, Jesus Christ. I just came back from St. Louis, Missouri and Youngstown, Ohio. And I tell you, my sweet ones, it is good to be in the warm Thailand, Shangri-La, Thailand, at 88 degrees. Did you know in St. Louis, my brother, it's cold snowing over there?
Oh, yeah.
It's 16 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And over there in Youngstown, Ohio, it's below 42 degrees. I tell you, sweetheart babies, love is the key of the universe. We are commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Eternal Father, that we are to love. You know, in Ferguson, Missouri, I'm sure you heard the action that was going on in Missouri, St. Louis, Lafayette. And speaking of St. Louis, my great friend Paul Franklin Crouch, who passed exactly a year ago on the 30th of November 2013. Today's November 30th, 2014. He was born in Springfield, Missouri, and he is a cool guy, and bless his heart, and he was hoping and desiring before he passed on that love would saturate the state of Missouri. And we, too, are desiring that because the people are looking for love. The people, they had the riots, the protests, and, you know, you heard the CNN news, and you heard what happening. The officer, Darren Wilson, resigned, I believe, either yesterday or today, depending on the time zone. I've been in so many time zones, but he has resigned the police force in Missouri. So, in Ferguson, Missouri. So, Michael Brown, the one that was assassinated back in August the 9th, you know, he got so much love, my brother, for the Lord Jesus Christ to this day, that his love is penetrating the throne of the Almighty and penetrating the earth, that people have to lift up and praise his name. You know, they're marching in his name, they're protesting in his name. Some are looting and rioting, but that's not considered in his name. You know, people's adrenaline has got out of control. But the majority of the people, the peaceful protests throughout the nations, throughout the world, they're protesting in Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, California, Sacramento, California, USA, San Jose, California, San Diego, California, Seattle, Washington, the Holy Ghost headquarters, USA, at Tacoma, Washington, Bellevue, Washington, Portland, Oregon, that's in the northwest of the United States, Denver, Colorado, St. Louis, Missouri, the Ground Zero area, and Ferguson, Missouri, Lafayette, Missouri, Bronson, Missouri, Cincinnati, Ohio, Tokyo, Japan, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York City, Oakland, California, Boston, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C. I can go on and on. Atlanta,
and don't
Georgia.
Forget, my loving brother, they're doing it in the U.K. The U.K.
Yes.
is on fire. I'm going to tell you, my brother, they're really doing it in the U.K.
Yes,
and then they're doing it in another place that's going to surprise you.
Tehran, Iran?
Iran.
Yes.
They're doing it in Iran.
In honor, yes.
In the Iran. This brother's up there in the heavens. Tears is coming out of his eyes as he sees this going on.
That's right.
And he's praising Jesus. And since he's a God now,
yes,
under the gods of gods, Jesus,
yes,
he's praising. And as he prays, like my brother said, he's praising the love of the Jesus Spirit. And as he prays, it's coming to the earth. And that's why everybody's waking up to it. Why do you think all these things, just for a person getting shot in one city, the whole world is
yes,
is for Michael Brown.
That's right.
You know, it's because He's praising Jah Jesus' spirit, and it's falling to the earth, and everybody is catching on to it.
That's right. You hit it right on the thumbs, baby. And see, that's the name of the game right there, to be caught up in the love of Jah Jesus, the Jah Jesus Christ energy, this ultimate fire, the Holy Spirit, the ancient Holy Spirit fire. The love of the universe is magnified. And so we are from the universe of love. And it's imperative that we glorify the power of love in us as we enter into the art of perfection. That's where change takes place, in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls, as we subject the subconscious mind to the Holy Spirit vibration. And we escalate, and we elevate, and we Christalate, and we jubilate, and we consummate in the joy of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. You see, it is in the St. Louis area where I was, and it is cold as hell, and we thank Jesus Christ, and it's cold. Speaking of the weather report, let me give you a quick weather report. Los Angeles, the temperature is 67 degrees. It dropped down to 55, I believe, within a few moments. Rain is coming in Southern California right now and in Northern California, and we pray that it will hit Paradise, California. In the name of Jesus Christ
of Nazareth,
that there will be rain pour down, extreme, heavy, heavy-duty tons of rain. We authorize the rain to saturate Paradise, California, and all that eastern, northeastern area of the California state. And there's snow in the Puget Sound region over there in the northwest. And they had the temperature of 23 degrees. That is cold. It'll grow icicles on your nosy, ladies and gentlemen. So it's been a cold snap of Arctic air blast coming down from the Canadian border, coming down from the Point Barrow, Alaska, and penetrating in the Seattle area, Washington, USA, penetrating to the state of Oregon, USA, and it goes in Denver, Colorado. It's around 52 degrees, and over there in Lafayette, Missouri, it is a nice mild 33 degrees. Washington, D.C., 52 degrees, coming down to 45, dropping down to possibly 37 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so thankful for the weather around the world. And over there in Manila, Philippines, the temperature is a mild 79 cold degrees. And they're used to 80s and 90s, so that's still pretty cool over there, pretty good. And over there in Tehran, Iran, it's 101 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. Nice toasty over there. You can have finished toast with the power of the Holy Ghost, thinking about your beef pot roast. Standing your great post, loving the Lord of hosts. In Miami, Florida, the temperature is a cool 67 degrees. And over there in the great Cincinnati, Ohio, where they had protests, the temperature, I believe, now is in the 40-ish degrees, coming down in the mid-30s. Now, speaking of these states that I went into, the power of love, as I was talking to the people in Missouri, and they were inquiring about this love force, this love power. They said, I can't love. They killed the nigga over here. I can't love. I said, sweethearts, you can love. You can love by the blood of Jesus Christ. Is that right, my brother?
You got that right.
You can love by submitting your life to Jesus Christ, Jesus. And they submit their lives. I said, you can love. And when you receive the Holy Spirit of power, you will love indeed. The power, you can't do it on your own. Mortals cannot do it on their own. We've been telling you that for the last so many months, that through the Christ light, love penetrates. You see, the love of God's substance is the Holy Spirit energy within us, the power, the magnanimous force of jubilation, the awakening force, like the motion picture's coming out. Star Wars is coming out December 2015. The trailer is already being shown, called, The Force, the Awakening of the Force. So, what all you sweethearts in the planetary system need to do is awakening the force within you, the love of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. That's the active force of power. We need that power. And if the people were finding out in Lafayette and the various areas of Bronson, Missouri, and over there, especially in Ferguson and in St. Louis, Missouri, that they need to generate love. Sweethearts in Missouri, I repeat, don't generate hate about the officer that shot the young laddie. Generate love. Show the power of forgiveness. You know, the officer Darren, a former officer now, he's in hell mentally. He's running for his life. Don't throw no more heaps upon him. We know it was wrong what happened, but send your love to him. Because when you can send love to somebody who killed you, hey, It's cool because the young lad, St. Michael Brown Jr., he sent love to the guy before he was assassinated as he was on his knees with his hands raised high to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they want to deny that in the courts or that secret court they had that he didn't raise his hands. Well, guess what? The Almighty God has already told us. And I was there and I saw it, and I saw the big teddy bear Brown. So I know the kid raised his hand before Jesus Christ because he loves Jesus Christ. Is that right?
That's right.
So we're in love with Jesus Christ. So in the great city of Ferguson and the St. Louis County area, the people, they begin to learn about the power of Jesus Christ. And they begin to weep and cry like, whoa, you mean the Son of God has all that love and forgiveness? I say, absolutely, yes. That's our mission, to let the people know that you got to give them the forgiveness. You got to forgive others, because if you do not forgive others their trespasses, then that puts a barrier where the Holy Father cannot forgive you your trespasses, like I said in the Lord's Prayer. And over there in Youngstown, Ohio, in the Fire Baptized Holiness Church, and I can't quite remember where it was. I know I remember I went to one on Marion Street, Marion and Hellman Street, years ago. And I might have been carried to another one, but anywho, when I went to the one years ago, the young guys, we would get together and play Twister. And that was fun before we go to church on Sunday night. And in that Fire Baptized Holiness Church, FBH, Fire Baptized Holiness, and they believe in the doctrine that you pray to Jesus. You worship Jesus, and Jesus carries your praises to God. And I like that. I thought, well, they go through Jesus. You see? So anywho, when I was over there the other day, the minister said, well, sweetie, we don't know if you're going to have a chance to speak. I said, all I need is 6 minutes, and I'll set you guys on fire. And they said, okay, 6 minutes. We can do that. So time went on, the songs were singing songs, and the people were doing this testimony, and they were talking and gibbering. I said, gibbering, because some stuff wasn't worth two cents. And then when it comes to my time, it was too late. According to the way they were conducting, they ran out of time. They act like they ran out of time. So they said, sweetie, we are so sorry. I said, no problem. I said, there's a remnant. I said, these boys out there, they need some life. So I was with about six young lads, and I believe they were the one that played Twister with me years ago. So they're now men. And I was talking to them about the love of Jesus Christ, how you can be religious and go to hell, and you can have the love and experience of Jesus, and you'll be in paradise even on the earth. And as I began to talk with them, I said, you know, you must love Jesus more than you love God the Father. And they said, I like the way that sounds. You see, they were receptive. So those six people in Youngstown, Ohio, that used to be the steel capital of the world, it was worth going there, would you say, my brother, for those six. Even though the congregation, I didn't get to speak in that particular temple, but outside, those six young lads, they received it with joy that they can worship directly, freely, Jesus Christ.
You got that right.
You see? And then I went further. I said, hey, you want to really please Jesus Christ? Glorify his Holy Ghost. They said, oh, we have that. I said, well, so you have that in you, so now I want you to value what you have. And the problem with the Christian religion today, or the world church, they don't value what's in them. You see? You have a heart inside of your body. And when you know that your heart never take a break, if it does, you'll just drop dead. You see? The heart pumps 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It don't take a McDonald's break. It don't go to Burger King and eat hamburgers and take a break and stop pumping. If it do, you just die. You see, the heart keeps on pumping while you eat, when you don't eat, when you mistreat it and when you treat it well, when you curse, when you praise. The heart keeps on pumping. That is a love force within that keeps that heart pumping. So the secret, my sweethearts, the antidote is to love Jesus Christ. The scripture says you shall love Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's also stated in the prayer of 17th chapter of St. John, where Jesus said, you must love me. If you love me, you will be loved of my Father. And we will have a fellowship and a commune with you, and we will even make our home or abode in you. Now, that's very powerful right there, to have the very Christ of the universe dwelling inside a physical temple. That's why when our Nazarene brother, Jesus Christ, when he died on the tree, and as he admitted that he died, his spirit immediately went straight to hell while his body was still on the tree. He was already in hell ministering to the people in the prisons of hell and delivering souls. That's why it said on the very day of the crucifixion, the very day of the assassination, which was a good Wednesday, not a Friday, that Jesus Christ rose people from the dead.
that fast. Now, his body was still hanging on the tree, and he was already in hell, the spirit part of him, and he was preaching to people, and they got many people resurrected and raised out of the bowels of hell, and their physical bodies were returned to them. Look at that power of Jesus. Why would you not love Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you see? And so, loving and finding the power of reality, everything from Youngstown, Ohio, to St. Louis, Missouri, to Thailand, to Ohio, Tokyo, to the whole planetary system, to the highest heavens above, to paradise, purgatory, Hades, Euphrates, hell, everywhere in between, is the name and the game of love and how to actify it. If you do not actify the power of love, you are a wonderful, beautiful, misguided deadbeat. And that's the case open and case closed. Glory to Jah Jesus Christ.
You got that right. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus,
that's
baby.
What this is about. It's about Jah Jesus, baby. And that's what Ferguson needs, like my brother said. You know, people are hating this guy. He's going through hell now.
Yes.
You got to stop. Man. Everybody's against him. Somebody can go after him. Somebody can shoot him.
Right.
The point is, we got to learn, especially in America, we are the light of the world. We got to learn to forgive. You know, it's so hard in America, because when somebody does something, everybody is judging, pointing the finger. The
right.
judgment starts at home, within your temple. What are you doing?
Yes.
It's nobody. The first one that throw the stone, are you perfect?
That's
no,
right.
No. Get the mole out of your own eye. That's what the scripture said. So we need to work on ourselves and quit looking on the outside what somebody else is doing. Tap into your consciousness. Like my loving brother said, we have the God force, which is the consciousness of the Holy Spirit within us.
Yes.
That keeps our heart going. That
Amen.
Keeps our body regulated. That makes everything work in our temple. It's the Ghost Holy that does that.
That's right.
When Jah Jesus creates, he put that in us, it's the Ghost Holy. Your heart is in Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus.
That's right.
Jah Jesus. It's
Jah
pumping.
Jesus. Yes.
It's going all through us. That's what's keeping us alive. Why do you think people can do dope? They can do all this stuff. They're on their last strain. They're still going. It's the Ghost Holy. It's the merciful Holy Spirit that's letting them live.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is very merciful. It can go and go and go until it gets to a point that you got so far, it'll leave. But it's very, very merciful.
Amen.
That's why Jesus built this planet the way it is. It's so hard as a rock here.
That's
because,
right.
You know, you can do all kinds of sin and get away with it and still repent and go to the highest heaven.
Yeah.
Now, what planet can do that? People from other planets envy Earth because
right.
you can do so much devilment, and then you can clean your act up by getting to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will purge you and redeem you and
yes.
become a god or goddess.
That's
There's
right.
no other planet can do that. They go the slow way. They, you know, it's
right.
very slow. Here you can come, you can go zoom. You know, that's what we like. We always, even with the computers, it's too slow. It's
right.
too slow. Our brain is moving. It's moving. It's grooving. We say, this is slow. Yeah, it's slow, because we're divine human beings. We're moving at the speed of light, or beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so we're saying everything is slow. Yeah, all kind of mechanical stuff here is going to be slow. Remember, we are divine human beings.
Yes.
We're the highest creation on this planet. Even though some people don't think so, they think animals are. No,
right.
no.
No.
The divine human being is the greatest creation on this planet. And by being here and by being that, we got to live it and execute it. And the only way we can execute it, my loving brothers and sisters, is by the divine Holy Ghost, by getting that divine Holy Ghost. And how you get it is by going to Jah Jesus. He's the gateway. He's the one that pours the divine energy upon you, in you, and all through you.
You don't say.
You don't say, my brother.
It really is.
It really is.
That the Lord Jesus Christ pours the Holy Ghost inside of us?
The Lord Jah Jesus Christ pours and baptizes you with the Holy Ghost.
But he's up in the heavens. How can he do that on the earth?
He can do that anywhere. Remember, he's a God.
Oh, I got it now.
He's our creator.
Oh.
He can do anything.
He's equal to Jehovah?
He's equal to Jehovah.
That's
people don't want to hear
That's
Remember,
right.
Jehovah gave all authority to Jah Jesus.
That's right.
He said, hey, you take care of this stuff. You say, I'm out of here. I had it for a while, and it was crumbling to pieces. Remember, he had a fleshy grower. It was all this. It was cracking and stuff because people were sinning. They were doing this. They were doing that. And then volcanoes start coming and all this other stuff. And then Jaji said, I got a plan. And then the father said, oh, let's hear the plan. And so he said, oh, I don't know about those seasons. They've been doing this, and they destroyed this world and that world. And he said, I got a plan. And this was his plan, his redemption plan. Like I told you earlier, the redemption plan, my loving brother, was to redeem us with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Jesus came and did his stuff. Now, and he baptized this earth with that Holy Ghost by coming to this planet and energizes us with that Christ energy, more so dispensation. And so we have it here closer to the hands feet. It's knocking on the door. It's knocking on your consciousness all the time. So it's no excuse. You really don't need us. The Holy Ghost is knocking on your consciousness and telling you in the darkest places of Africa or wherever, is,
right.
Jah Jesus is the way.
Yes.
You're getting it by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Ghost is way more powerful than the Bible. The Bible is good. It's scripture. It lets you know and stuff. But you got to get a revelation from the Holy Ghost. Because
that's
the
right.
Leather killeth, but the
spirit gives
you life.
Yeah.
And that spirit is the Holy Ghost. When I say something, when my brother is saying some stuff, you're feeling it. What you're feeling is the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a feeling. You say, oh, that's true. Of course it's true. You're feeling it because the Holy Ghost in you is 10 is true. The Holy Ghost in me and the Holy Ghost in you is 9. Say, yeah, that's true. I know that's true what he's saying. You know it because you're awakening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. My sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
That voice, you hear it. You believe it. You say, oh, then you activate. Don't just hear it and say, oh, Jesus, or Lord Jesus, or whatever you want to say. Activate the principle. Like my brother and I said last week, you got to be still and know that I am God. Basically, that I am God is in you.
Yes.
Be still. Have stillness time. I know in America we like to move and groove too much, but we got to be still like they do in the UK.
Yes.
Be still and know that I am God. As you be still, that energy comes, flows all through you, all in you, all around you. It heals your body. It heals your mind. It tells you what you need to do. If you have problems, it solves your problems. It tells you how to solve your problems. See, everybody needs that energy. It's just like eating. You eat every day. You go to the bathroom. You take a shower day. At least I hope so. And then you need to be still every day. Because as you be still, you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost more and more. It energizes you. It makes you young. It gives you energy to do your work. It heals your body. It heals your mind. It tells you what to wear, where to go, how to go. It tells you what job to go, what mate to marry. It tells you everything. Everything you need to know is in the Ghost Holy. It's not Son of God University telling you. It's the Ghost Holy telling you. It's not the preacher man telling you, the pimp. No, it's the Ghost Holy. It's telling you. You need that. That's closer than hands and feet. It's within you, it's all around you. That omnipresent energy. That's what you need. That's closer than hands and feet. It tells you everything. You don't really have to go to church. You're always in church 24/7. Remember, it's in you. It's all around you. Wherever you go, you could be at the Seahawks football game. You could be at the Mariners game.
Yes.
You could be anywhere in the mountains. You could be skiing, snowboarding. You could be on the mountain just cooling out. You don't have to be in a so-called church building.
Can you be in your living room, in your recliner, laid back, looking up in space, feeling the Holy Ghost?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Yes, you can. My brother's always doing that. But anyway, I am too. But the point is, like my loving brother said, you can be kicked back and laid back. You can be on the beach.
On the beach? California
beach. Cooling out.
With the Beach Boys?
With the Beach Boys. Feeling that Holy Ghost energy.
That's right.
Praising that energy. You don't have to be locked down in some building to do that and say that God. Matter of fact, he who's closer to God is closer to nature. Most people, when you're in nature, you know, that's where it's at, baby. You're in
that's
nature.
Right.
That's where the angels hang out. You know, a lot of angels like being in nature because it's not so much decadent vibrations like
yes.
in the city. They're everywhere, but they like to hang out in the nature.
That's right.
You know, then the angels, then your angels start to commune with you.
Yeah.
So just think, this Holy Ghost holy, when you say Jesus,
yes.
it lights up every cell in your body. And as it lights up, it draws, you chant that name, it draws the angels. It draws the gods. I mean, this is something to be reckoned with here.
It is.
It's, I mean, when you stand by Jesus being still, you're drawing all the things of the universe that you need right there. You have it in you, and you're drawing more so. If you need protection, you say in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, that powerful name, you live in the life. It will protect you. It will guide you. We gave you many stories. People said, Jai Jesus, and the bullets just stopped.
Right.
The bullets, we know people got in accidents. They say, Jai Jesus, all of a sudden their body just formed back natural how it was before.
Yeah.
You know, that powerful name of Jai Jesus is something to reckon with. We, as a Christian nation in America, don't recognize the power of Jai Jesus. Because
right.
if we did, you wouldn't have a sick list.
That's right.
You wouldn't shut in. That's what's shut in for? A sick? What's that? I always hear that. What?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be sick. You should have people to pray, and they should be healed. Like Reinhard Bonnke
yes.
in Africa. Those beings are being healed. Benny Hinn, Crusades of Healing. We should have healing, not people sick and set in. That's not Christ's way. I'm sorry. Jesus' way, he's a healing God.
Don't be sorry, brother. Tell the truth. Tell them niggas the truth.
That's a sad thing to have a
glory to Jesus.
You know, you uh-huh. go in there and shut in. What's shut in of what?
Yeah. They shut off on the light. That's
yeah,
what doing.
Yeah. You need to be healed. You guys need to be reckoned with the power of the Holy Ghost. So you have the healings coming there, like Dr. What Cho's church
yes,
over
Youngie,
there, Youngie Cho's in Korea.
Yes.
Shaft lights, angels appearing. All this by chanting and praising Jai Jesus. People
right.
are getting healed by chanting and praising. If it's not doing that, why go to church? You're wasting time.
That's right.
You might as well be in your own sanctuary, in your home place, laying back, like my brother said,
yes.
and praise God, Jesus. The angels are there.
Right.
You don't even need to be in church. The angels are there. The gods are there.
That's
the
right.
Holy Ghost is there.
Yes.
Sometimes Jesus comes visit you there.
That's right.
It's right there. You got everything you need within you. Praising that Ghost Holy is major. Being
Amen.
Still in the Ghost Holy is major. Not just going around saying, oh, I have a Bible, and you do this and that, and Jesus. That don't get it, my brother. It's
you mean
not
five,
getting it.
A five-ton Bible.
Oh, yeah. Like my brother said,
yeah.
a five-ton.
A real big one.
A big one. I got a Bible. That doesn't save you. That doesn't intrigue Jesus
no.
by having a Bible. That doesn't intrigue. What's intriguing about living the scriptures of the Bible.
That's right.
Living it. You read it to get information how to live your life. That's what the Bible's for. It tells you how to live your life. It even has recipes how to make bread, Ezekiel's bread.
That's
it has
right.
all kinds of stuff in that Bible. It's a good book, but you need to reckon with it. Get into the Ghost Holy. As you get into the Ghost Holy, like those people in the UK, oh, man, they're into the Ghost Holy. You get into the Ghost Holy, you're moving and grooving, man. You live happily on earth in the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. That's what you want to do. Right here, you live in the kingdom of earth. Then all of a sudden, you're translated, and then you're going here and there. The translation is for here on earth. People on earth are going to live and be gods and goddesses, the translated beings. The other ones, if they want to die off and go, that's fine. You choose your realm. You can do what you want to. It's a free will society here we got.
That's right, Bobby. That's right, Mike. Good day, Mike.
Good day,
I tell
Mike.
You, in the UK, those people are really in love with Lord Jesus.
You got to believe, yeah.
They're praising that Holy Spirit energy, and they know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. In the UK, we recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the righteous name of the Holy Spirit. you see. And the Medicare, they used to know it, but they fell asleep. They became wonderful, beautiful, living zombies. And they need to wake up and listen to Cat Williams. And those get a wake-up call real good. I see. I tell you, that brother, the comedian, he'll wake you up. He'll tell you about the haters and how you want to hate. He said, feel free to hate on me. He said, a hater is supposed to hate, and the lovers are supposed to love. And so we that claim that we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be lovers. And I tell you, wonderful, beautiful, stiff-necked people in the wonderful U.S. of A. You people, our people, loving people, we say this in love, you have heard the truth. You are hearing the truth, and you still are praying those clone prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to be a cowboy. I want to go down there and smoke some dope. Lord, I know it's not right, but if it be your righteous and holy will, help me out.
They did say Jesus, though.
Yeah, they use his name in vain. They use it in vain. You know, one time I was teaching the kids in Youngstown, Ohio. This little young lads. And I said, everything you do in the name of Jesus. They went over there in the playground. They said, I kick your ass in the name of Jesus. I said, oh, no. You don't do negative in the name of Jesus Christ, sweetheart. You only do the positive. Because you would do negative, you work on black magic, and you don't want to be caught up in that Harry Potterism. You don't want to be caught up in the negative riding a broom. You want to ride the wings of light, you see. So people have to be educated, like you said, my loving brother, that they study the scriptures by the Holy Spirit. You got to take the Holy Spirit with you. You have to incorporate the energy of love. Because if you don't study what the light of Christ, you're going to be confused. You see, like we said earlier, Jesus Christ, in the seventh chapter of the book of Acts, it said he was standing beside God when Stephen, the apostle of Jesus Christ, full of the Holy Ghost and fire, was being assassinated or stoned to death. And as they were stoning him, he said, I look up and I see the heavens open, and I say, Jesus Christ standing beside God. And they said the stiff-necks, they stopped their ears and said, don't say that. And the churches is doing it today, sweetheart. They're still trying to tell you there's a 3-in-1 lizard monster. They may not use that terminology. But if you tell them the truth, they're going to say, no, it can't be two personages. Hell, yes, it is. Heavens, yes, it is. Earth, yes, it is. It's in the scripture. It's in the truth. It said in the book of John and the book of the agenda, the third chapter, verse 17. For God, I'm going to amplify it up for you. For God, Jehovah, sent not his son, Jesus, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus, the Son of God, might be saved. There's no condemnation when you come to the Son of God. It's also in the third chapter of St. John, verse 16, it says, for God, Jehovah, loved the world so much that he gave his holy begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in love and worships Jesus Christ will not die, but will have everlasting life.
Did you say, wait, everlasting life? What does that mean?
Oh, baby, everlasting life is like me. Okay, I'm 122 years old, minus 60, and I look good. I got big muscles. I got spirit,
a big head.
I got a big head, or big hair, actually, you know, a lot of hair. And I got big chest. And my waistline is getting thin. I'm not drinking too much Häagen-Dazs ice cream anymore like I used to. It's kind of down. But I convert it. If I ever do eat the ice cream, I convert it. Like Kids Valley, they got some good milkshakes in Seattle, Washington. And that place got natural food, good hamburgers, and it's natural, and it's more organic. That's cool. And if you work out, more power to you. If you don't, you better lay off of these
things. Well, if you work out, it doesn't really kind of matter because,
right.
Especially when you have the Christ energy,
yes.
And you work out, you can get away with eating some Häagen-Dazs, especially the way you work out.
Okay. That's right.
My
that's
brother
true.
Works out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time. But if you just sit down and not do anything, I'm not telling you what to eat
that's
or what
right.
not to eat.
Right, right.
It depends on your body. And like I said, the Ghost Holy knows what to tell my brother to do. You know,
right.
He was eating it, but he was working out a lot. I mean, he works out a lot, you know.
Yes.
So, well, in his case, it's not going to be harm because he's turning those calories, because you're buying these calories.
Right.
And then he's working out, it's burning those calories up. I mean, you're burning those calories up by pumping iron, by running, by doing this, by doing that. So it depends on the individual. Everybody has all this thing. You need to do that.
Right.
You know
right.
what? The Ghost Holy will measure what to eat, what not to eat. Because each individual is a different species in the indirect. What I'm saying that is that, hey, everybody is different.
Right.
Some people can eat, some people can't.
Right.
Some people are allergic to this. You got to know your own body.
That's right.
And the Holy Ghost would teach you that.
You're right, baby. That's why it's so totally imperative, vital to depend upon the Holy Spirit of light. That ancient Holy Spirit fire, I tell you, sweethearts, it'll keep you happy. We are happy for the rest of our lives, and the rest of our lives are the abundant life, and the abundant life is eternal life. Eternal life means you can't die. We are allergic to death. We bump death. We bypass death. We were baptized in the name of Jah Jesus Christ, and we got baptized in the name of Jah Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and the remission of sins, which means the forgiveness. So we are no longer negative. We are saints of the Most High, humbly, under the kingdom and lordship of Jah Jesus Christ, or Jah Jesus Christ. So, sweethearts, if you want to be a lover for the rest of your life, and you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you want to make Christ the bridegroom of your life. The Christ in you is the hope of glory, Colossians 1, 26 and 27. It said, this is the mystery that was hid before the foundation of the world. Think about that.
It was a mystery. Check this out.
Yes.
The mystery that was hid up. It's the mystery that was hid up.
Yes.
So they try to keep it covered because I think before they knew it and they went crazy.
Yes, yes.
Over in Atlantis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those ancient civilizations, like, whoa.
Yeah.
And they thought they were over the Christ light, and they were the gods instead of the God over the God.
Right.
You see? And so it's imperative to be submissive and subjected to Jah Jesus Christ. Because when you're subjected to Jah Jesus Christ, he's going to give you the endless benefits of excellent health, your prosperity. Well, we ain't billionaires. We're not even septillionaires. We are zillionaires. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
You were ready to buy the zillionaires? Hey, baby, we love the light. When you're in love with the Christ light, this earth junk don't make no sense to you.
Right.
You go beyond Lamborghinis and all these wonderful, beautiful mechanical cars that will break down. You see, but the body is built of light. Our bodies are made of the divine cosmic Christ light, the active force. And as we continue to glorify the Christ in us, we take on the nature of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so, therefore, we become as he is, and we become firelight, fireballs of glory. We're becoming, it's in the 17th chapter of St. John. Jesus prayed for that. He said, I pray that they may be one, Father, even as we are one. I will give thy glory to them, and I have given them my glory. You see, Jesus is a lover, the lover of our soul. So therefore, as we adopt brother man's principles, Jesus, we become as he is. And there is no threat because all people can be in love with this divine love of Christ because there is no limitation to this power. And this being still, it literally means physically be still. Stand still or sit still, lie still, do something. Make your physical body still and get into the pranayama energy. The pranayama energy is an ancient word, a Sanskrit, which means the light of Christ energy, the cosmic energy, the vital force. This is what Jesus of Nazareth taught. You see, and many of the people and denominational assemblies are afraid to teach this because they want their pocketbook to continue to multiply by the people. But see, it's time for the pimps to stop playing these games. It's time for you wonderful churches in America to stop shaming the sky with your wonderful, beautiful cathedrals and temples and steeples and start to magnify the Christ. Guess what? You know when Jesus was assassinated? The age have given up, the transformation age begun. The Old Testament went out, and the New Testament came in, and the temple of Solomon, way back in time when the people went to offer the sacrifices, it said the whole temple exploded by the glory of Jehovah and the majesty of Jesus Christ. The minute his blood hit the earth, the minute Jesus said, I, my Father, I commend my spirit to you, when he say, Telestai, and he said, that's a what? Which means it is finished. Like, yeah, I done my thing. I am out of here and 50 dies. I did my work. So now you boinkies can become little Jesuses working upon the earth. I live in you. You live in me. My Holy Spirit will abide. That is fantabulous. That's better than flying a 747 jet. That's better than sailing on the USS Truxton nuclear destroyer guided missile ship in the Navy. That's better than having all the money of Bill Gates. That's better than having all the money of Michael Murdoch, the Reverend Michael Murdoch, bless your heart, sweetheart, and all the peoples and the evangelists in the world. The best thing is to get caught up in the powers of the light of Christ, the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. I tell you, sweetheart, don't be stiff-necked. Wake up, get excited, get wrapped up, and glorify this Jesus. And when you reach 122 like me, minus 60, you will look good. And when you go past 60 plus tax, you will look even gooder and better and bestest, because you will feel good, because you have incorporated your brain, you have given it over to the Christ-like energy, you have transformed yourself by submission to Jesus Christ, and your brain waves, instead of becoming Alzheimer's and die, you become younger. Like in the supernova motion picture, when that guy got stronger and younger, he didn't get aged. His hands was in that purple, pink, blue light energy representing the Christ light. And so therefore, we have the antidote on the earth. The temple of Herod, or the temple of King Solomon, it blew up. That was cool. No longer did they need to have the animal sacrifices of the red heifer and the cows and the turtle doves and the pigeons and the bulls and the pit bulls. All the sacrifices they had. You see, today we have the perfect sacrifice, the Son of the Highest God, Jesus Christ. Why would you be stiff-necked? Why, churches, did you reject the Son of God? I pray that you will stop hating my elder brother Jesus. Jesus, I forgive them right now. All these people that hate you, all the ministers that despise you, all of them that ignorantly hate you. A lot of you people are hating Jesus ignorantly, and you don't know it. You can't even say glory to Jesus. You say glory to God, but you can't say glory to Jesus. What the earth is your problem? I know what your problem is. You're not acting the antidote. How come you're not acting the antidote? Because you don't love Jesus. How come you don't love Jesus? Because you haven't searched out Jesus Christ. You have not believed in the powerful name, the name of all authority. Acts 4:12, it said, there is no other name under heaven whereby the demon can get beside than the name of Lord Jesus Christ. When you get wrapped up, like my sweetheart, darling brother said earlier in a few moments ago and before I came on the air, that you got to love Jesus Christ's name. The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus or Jesus. It's not title. It's not Father. It's not Son. It's not Holy Ghost. Those are the powers and the titles of the one, but it's the reality, the great name of the Holy Father and it's Jesus. The name of the Holy Son of God is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost in us is Jesus. Jesus. Can't you get that through your beautiful, wonderful, thick head? Sure you can, my lovers. I know you can do it. Stand up and be bold like the Seahawks of the Washington did. They say once they became in harmony with themselves and with the light of Christ, once they begin to continue to praise Jesus Christ, once they begin to love one another on their team, they whoop asses, and they won. They beat the Arizona Cardinals 19-3 back on Sunday. And then on Thanksgiving Day, they played the San Francisco 49ers in the USA. They whooped their ass 19-3. Look at that. San Francisco was favored to win by 2 points, and the Seahawks said, no, you will not win. We're going to beat you on your own territory. And you know the good news? Over there in the Thanksgiving Day, I heard, they have more Seahawks fans over there in San Francisco than San Francisco had in San Francisco. Can you believe that? Them other people would jive turkeys. They were too busy eating turkeys instead of going to the game. But that's okay. I'm glad the Seattle Seahawks won. I'm glad they got the love in their heart. What we're trying to tell you? Love is the key of the universe. Love is the antidote. Don't be afraid of the name of Jesus. The name of the Holy Spirit. You heard my brother say it. Jesus. Jesus. You want to stay young? You want to stay happy for the rest of your life? You call on Jesus. Jesus. Jesus' name is supreme above all names. Jesus' name is exalted above the president. Jesus' name is exalted above the secretary of state. Jesus' name is to be lifted up above the earth, above the moon, above the stars, above all Jupiter and Mars. Lift up Jesus Christ. Don't, ministers, please, stop being allergic to Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to say Jesus Christ. And I know why you cannot say it, because the scripture said, no man can say Jesus Christ is Lord or a messenger of love, except they move by the Holy Ghost. If you're not moved by Holy Spirit, you got the problem, sweethearts. And I urge you to get into Jesus Christ, get baptized in Jesus' name, and then get the Holy Spirit. How do you get the Holy Spirit? Repent, Acts 2:38 says. Repent of all your negative. Repent of all your sins, and you'll be happy like Michael Brown in the heavens, the one who was assassinated on August the 9th in the United States of America and Ferguson, Missouri. The name of the game is love, L-O-V-E. Love means love in every language. In the scripture, it plainly says you must go through the great name of Jesus Christ. You want healing? You want your marriage to be happy? You want your job to multiply? You want the cells to grow in your body? You want your heart regulated properly? You want the blood to be purified? You want Alzheimer's to go? You want the negative to drop away? You want to be happy in the kingdom of light? Listen, sweetheart, baby, the kingdom of Christ is now. The kingdom of the heavens is now. Heaven is on earth now because the Holy Spirit is the power. The Holy Spirit is the active energy, and we need to get wrapped up in the energy. I rest my case in the name of Jesus Christ of glory.
Jesus, baby, we continue on with this message of love. The power of the Holy Ghost. The
yes.
Holy Ghost is an energy. It's a dynamic power of the universe. And that dynamic power is within you. It's within every soul and being. And you have the love. You just have to get it baptized by Jesus for it can come alive in you. And then as it come alive, then you are activating it by praising that dynamic name, Jesus, baby. And once you say Jesus, baby, and you start getting to Jesus, you'll start feeling happy-fied. And then you start feeling glorified. Then as that happens, you start feeling the love-ified feeling. The love Jones will start coming on. And then you'll start feeling the light tingle all in your cells. When you be still and know that I am the I am God in you,
that's right.
You start feeling that tingling all through your body. You know what that's doing? That's making alive your cells. That's your cells are starting to come alive. And as you be still, not running around and feeling in long periods, that start mutation of your body, becoming young, become energized, making your organs young, making your eyes young, you can see, making your teeth young, because your teeth are made by the atoms.
That's
everything is atomized.
Amen.
You know, just like in Star Wars, they go into those little tanks and they become atomized and they disappear. Your body is becoming atomized as you be still. It's become youngified. It's become glorified. If you have a disease, in the name of Jesus, you sit in that praise wherever it is, on your lawn, in your patio, in your room, on Mount Everest.
That's
somebody
right.
just went there.
Right.
Over here, and over here, Mount Rainier. They used to call it Mount Tahoma. Then wherever you are, you be still and know that I am God and start feeling that vital force. That vital force, that renews you, that keeps you young, that keeps you going. The athletes really need it because they're trying to break records, you know. You got to have that vital force.
Seahawks!
You get that vital force, you can do all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
You know, you see people breaking all kinds of records and stuff, they're getting to an extent into the vital force. But when you get it knowingly and consciously, then it's more vital and it's more potent. So they're getting it they feel it and stuff, but they don't have the knowledge. See,
right.
Knowledge is power.
Yes.
Once you get the knowledge of it and you know it, it's going to go extremely so.
That's
that
right.
Energy is going to extremely so, and you'll just be fantastic whatever you do. If you're an athlete, if you're a dancer, if you're a musician, if you're a painter, I don't care what you do. If you any kind of work with your hands, a mason, it doesn't matter what you are, you're going to do fantastic in your job. You're going to elevate up like Daniel did. Remember Daniel? He elevated up to the top. You know why? He had the Christ energy. He had to be, the king had to motivate him up. When you become a Christ-like being, you will have to elevate. You're going to have to elevate. You're not going to be like it because you're a different person. You're going to have to elevate in your job. You're going to have to elevate, and more money will just come to you. It's going to come to you because you have the Christ energy. When you have the Christ energy, that's a cohesive. Things just come to you.
Yes.
If you need stuff, it comes to you. See, the other people, they get their work by work. Oh, I did all this, all this. It falls away. But it's just going to come to you because you are a dynamic being of the universe.
A boinky.
You're going to start to levitate, just like they did when they come over here to the great Northwest when Enoch of old and his crew came over here through those ships.
Is that in Washington State?
Washington State, the good old Washington State of the USA, the Puget Sound.
Yes.
They came up here, and when they came up here, these beings, they built their houses of light. They levitated here. They lived in a high vibration. They lived in crystal-like houses because they learned that secret when they built the pyramid. So they came here. The angels taught them that. So they came here to the great Puget Sound. That's why this is Holy Ghost City. That's why this is New Jerusalem. That's why the Seahawks fans follow their teams everywhere they
go. That's right, yes.
You know, this is Holy Ghost City. This is a different kind of vibration here, baby. And so that's why here they lived in light being houses, you know. They didn't have to build a physical. Just like we told you about Solomon. He built that temple. It was of light.
Yes.
The angels, it didn't fall apart. You know, if something fell apart, it went back because it was built by the energy, the pranayama energy.
That's right.
It was built by that cosmic force, Jesus Christ energy.
Yes.
It was built by. And so when you build things in it, they last forever. That's what you want to get into. You don't want to have this stuff, all these junk toys around. You know, it's okay. We're not saying you shouldn't have it. You should have it. But when you get to a level, you're going to go beyond that. You're going to start dealing and creating with the vital energy. You're going to start to create things that you need. You know, if you need something, you're going to be able to create it. The energy, all it is atoms. And when you get to that level, you can be you are a creator. You're like your elder brother Jesus. He's your elder brother.
Yes.
You'll start to create. That's what he gets happy for. Oh, he's creating this. He's creating that. Then pretty soon, you are a God. But you'll never pass up your elder great brother John Jesus.
That's
or
right.
Even the great father, Lord
Jehovah.
Allah Jehovah. No, you'll never pass them up. But you'll be God's. In the Sanskrit, they call them demigods.
Yes.
You know, under these gods and creating. That's what we want to elevate. Everybody wants to grow and get bigger, even on Earth.
Yes.
People want a bigger company. People want a bigger this. They want everything big, big, big. You always want to expand.
Big muscles, big head.
Yeah, big muscles, big head, big everything. Everybody wants to expand.
Glory to Jesus.
He was going to say something else, but right, you know,
he won't say it on the air.
But anyway, everybody wants to expand.
Yes.
And so that's just basically human nature.
Oh, yes.
It's to grow and expand and get bigger. Aranis, expand.
Yes.
Expand in consciousness.
That's
you
right.
want to. And the spiritual consciousness comes first. Then everything else comes after that. You say, seek the kingdom of heaven. Then everything else will come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you seek the kingdom of the Ghost Holy.
Yes, that's
remember,
right.
The scripture says that.
Yes.
You seek that, and you get into that, everything else is going to come. That's what Daniel, I keep using that, that's what Daniel did. You know, he was praising the Father. Remember at first?
Right.
And then after that, he started praising the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, they put him in charge.
Right,
you know?
Right. He found out.
Yeah.
The antidote.
Everybody who disbelieves him, throw him in the furnace.
That's
turn him up on fire. You know, this. He has the true God. So we're trying to tell you, get into, you know what the true God is.
That's
it's
right.
In you. I don't have to tell you. The Holy Ghost is not going to tell you. My brother don't have to tell you. The Holy Ghost is in your consciousness. It's letting you know right now. You are feeling what we're saying.
Amen to that.
And you know you're feeling it because it's the Holy Ghost within you. We love the Holy Ghost. And
yes,
that's Jah Jesus Spirit.
Yes.
Jah Jesus baby. That's our greeting. Jah Jesus baby. Because you say Jah Jesus, then everything stands at attention. You say Jah Jesus, remember, he's the Lord around here.
That's right.
Jah Jesus. Oh, you say Jah Jesus, you get in trouble. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus.
The cannon.
Jah Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. We will see you next time on December the 14th, I believe. Have a good day. Praise to the light of Christ. Stay happy. Merry Christmas. Happy Love Day. Happy Jubilation Day. Praise and become canonized by the Holy Spirit of promise, baby. I tell you, remember that name. Keep exalting it. Keep happy. keep jubilant, love all, and hate no one. Like Lord Sith said, generate the hate. In Star Wars, we say, generate the love. Generate the love, baby. Generate the love. If you have a hard time doing it, just pray, Jesus, sweet Lord. I thank you for forgiveness of all sins. Thank you, God Jesus, for giving me the power to love. Thank you, God Jesus, for I have confessed to you all my negatives. I now come to you, God Jesus, eternal Christ. Amen. Good God.
God Jesus, baby, you got that right.